Hello, welcome back to Everyday Heroes, a mini series by Hero Devs where we explore the experiences of women in tech whose effort builds bridges for others to follow. I'm your host, Wendy Hurst. The month of March in the United States is Women's History Month, and in this mini series, we're chatting with some women in tech who share their journey of how they got here and where they want to go. Today, we're talking with Jamie Osbar. Jamie is the office manager here at Hero Devs. She joins us from Utah today. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi, thank you, Wendy.
What's the weather like in Utah today?
The weather today, the weather in Utah is bipolar. Today it's beautiful, sunny, and a little bit windy. But 2 days ago we had a major snowstorm. So you never know what you're going to get here in Utah.
You never know. So tell me about yourself, Jamie.
So I am a wife, a mother of three, and I love animals.
Those are all great things. So you are the office manager here at Hero Devs. Tell us a little bit about what your day-to-day is like.
So my day-to-day is very random. I'm kind of the catch-all person here at Hero Devs. I do a lot of vendor onboarding, invoicing, email responses. I answer a lot of questions when it comes to the sales team, the finance team. I do also go into the office once a week to check our mail, make sure any paper checks that have been sent to us get deposited. And it's just kind of, I really never know what I'm going to get. And I actually really like that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What did you do before you came to Hero Devs?
So I have worn many, many hats. Right before I came to Hero Devs, I worked at a local credit union called Mountain America Credit Union. I worked in the title department, and so I was locating and issuing titles for vehicles. And before that, in the same company, I worked in their processing department doing like research, handling customer requests and things like that. Directly before Mountain America Credit Union, I owned my own business doing mobile pet grooming. And so, as I said, I am an animal lover and I wanted to work with animals to kind of dabble in that to see if it was something that I wanted to move forward with. But it was also my children at the time were young and needed more flexibility to be home with them when they needed me. So for about 7 to 8 years, I ran my own business doing mobile pet grooming, and it ran its course for me. It actually kind of turned me away from the love of animals that I had because the animals don't enjoy what we're doing. So
bath all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I sold my business and found my way back into the banking industry, which is kind of where I floated off and on most of my adult life. So when I decided I wasn't happy in my job, there was a lot of reasons, but mostly it was the management there. There's a lot of women in banking, kind of the opposite of the way that tech is, but I know tech is moving more in that direction. But unfortunately, when you get a lot of women together, a lot of times it doesn't work very well, especially when you get people that are power hungry. So
can you tell me maybe an experience that you had that made you feel that way?
Well, so in the title department, which is kind of what ruined my whole experience there with the credit union, there were some women that were in charge that didn't necessarily follow the way that things were supposed to be, the way that I was expecting them to be. And they moved me from job to job to job. Hey, you're doing so well here. Let's move you over here. Hey, you're doing so well over here. Let's move you over here. And within, the year that I was there, I'd had about 5 different jobs that they put me through. And then they pulled me aside one day and told me that I was unapproachable. And that I was having conflicts with other women on the team. And I'd never run into that before. I don't feel like I'm an unapproachable person. I feel like I'm very easygoing, hardworking individual. And I felt like they were attacking my personal, you know, the things that I actually value in myself. So then it did end up where I started looking for another job. And it was hard because, you know, I'd only been there for a couple of years at that point and didn't necessarily want to start over somewhere else. And it's interesting the way that I actually moved into this job way back a few, you know, millennia ago, it feels like. I worked at Discover, and there was a girl there that I connected with, and we were friends. When I left there, we stayed in contact with each other through Facebook, and she posted this job at Hero Devs through someone that she was actually cutting their hair, Joe Eames. He was kind of putting the word out, said, hey, put this out there, and if you find someone, we'll give you like a finder's fee. So she put it on Facebook, and I was desperate. I was looking at anything that came up. I was like, I don't know, can I do this job? Oh my gosh, can I do that job? So I opened that link, and I was like, wow, I could totally do this job, and I'm going to apply for it because what else do I have to lose? And you know, went through the phone interview and then went through like a virtual interview with Aaron, with Amy at the time was the manager. And I believe Joe was there as well. So went through all of that and then was offered the job. And for me, it was very life changing because it wasn't what I was used to. What I was used to, I was offered kind of bare minimum with pay. The benefits weren't always so great. And when Aaron called me and offered me the job, it felt like a dream. So of course I took the job, and my first day I got to meet you, Wendy, and that was fun. We got to go to the office and talk to Aaron and hear all about Hero Devs. And for me, it was a whole new language. I'd never done anything in tech. I didn't know the words that he was saying, but I understood his dream. I understood his passion, and I wanted to be a part of that. So that's where we are now.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I find you very approachable in my personal experience with you. I just wanted to know that. I'm sorry that they made you feel personally attacked. That's really hard to deal with, for sure.
Right. And I knew it was wrong. I knew it wasn't true. Right. Mm-hmm. So in those types of situations, the only option is to leave. I tried to advocate for myself. I tried to fight for myself, and it fell on deaf ears. So it's okay, because it's what brought me here. So
it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. That's hard. That's a hard story. But again, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that your journey found you at Hero Devs. I really enjoy working with you.
Thank you.
Did you have, in your experience, just going through all of the things that you just described, did you find any bright spots, maybe in a mentor that you liked, or I don't know, something like that?
The bright spots and the things that I focus on is I actually really love doing the job. The job itself was challenging, and it was something that I enjoyed doing that obviously I picked up on and ran with very quickly. Every time they gave me something new, I learned it quickly, and they were like, oh, well, you're doing not so well. How about you try this? And so that to me is a testament of my ability to learn and apply and grow very quickly. And that's what I love. I love a challenge. I love to have that opportunity to grow and learn new things and new skills that make me a valuable employee, but also help me as an individual person grow and, you know, show myself as well as my children that I can do hard things. So that was kind of a bright spot. And there were, I'm not going to say that everybody, you know, that I experienced working with there was negative, because it's not true. And what's even more interesting is Angela Roberts, that also works here, worked with me at at Mountain America. And at the time, we worked remote because of COVID. It shut everything down. So we all worked from home. So I actually connected with Angela virtually. I never met her in person, but I could see her, her work ethic, and I could see her ability, and I could also tell her frustration and her unhappiness in the management, the job we were doing. So when I took this job and I put in my notice, she actually approached me or sent me a message and said, "Hey, where are you going? Can I come with you?" And I was like, "Heck yeah, let's do this," you know? Mm-hmm. So I gave her information to Erin. She sent over a resume. And so I was hired in August, and then she was then hired in November. So I kind of feel like I saved both of us. I gave us both this opportunity to learn and grow and move into an industry that is more open and accepting. So that's another really cool thing is maybe she wasn't my mentor. Maybe there's not that specific mentor that you mentioned, but there were connections that I made with people, and you know, those will always stay with me. So that's really cool too.
I've never heard that story. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So through your experience so far, what's a favorite project that you've worked on? You talked about how you really like to be challenged. You really like working with people who are good at their job.
Right. So starting here at Hero Devs, it was kind of like they needed somebody to pick up the pieces that they were not able to hold together. When Erin started the whole support for the end of life, AngularJS, he didn't anticipate the response that he would get. And it came to a point where there were so many people that they couldn't connect with all of them and follow up with all of them. So he brought me in and said, "Hey, here's a list of all these people that have fallen off the side, and I just need you to reconnect with them, see if they're still interested. There's a lot of money to be had here." Sweet. You know, give me the basics and I'll do it. And when I started here at Hero Devs, we had signed $1 million in contracts. And that was in August. By the end of the year, we had signed $11 million. So I'd like to say that I played a big role in that. I picked up and started reconnecting and reopening these deals. And it was just as simple as an email. "Hey, you still interested?" And then getting that ball rolling again. And then bringing Angela to help me get through that too. What I didn't anticipate was January of 2022. Mm-hmm. Amy, the manager that was here, decided to move on. And when that happened, Erin called me and said, "Hey, there's an opportunity here. I'd like to move you into more of the financial role of being here at Hero Devs. We'll still have you doing a lot of sales and follow up and things like that, but I'd like you to learn how to send invoices and start moving into more of the office financial role." I was like, "Heck yeah, let's do it." So, you know, that's kind of been my story of, here, have this project and let's see how you do with it. And I do really well. And then they're like, "Well, let's give you another one, and let's give you another one, and let's see how you do with this, and let's see how you do with that." And so those are all challenges. These are all new things to me that are perfect. No, but I do my best. And when I do make a mistake, I hold myself accountable, I learn, and I do better. So I think more and more opportunities come available. And now that I'm working with charity and I'm actually completely out of sales now, I feel like there's a lot more opportunity to learn new things and be challenged and grow. So that's really exciting for me.
That's a great segue into the next question I want to ask you, which is, what's some advice you would give to a big group of people?
So for me recently, I've been doing a lot of personal growth, and if I were to be in front of a large group of people, the question that I would ask is, are you living an authentic life? And do you know what that looks like? So this might not have anything to do with the tech industry or business, but it does have everything to do with people as individuals and how we interact with each other and how we're able to accept each other and take on new challenges. So that would be the big thing for me. I challenge everybody to live an authentic life and know what guides you, what your goals are, where you want to be, and let go of where you've been.
Are you living an authentic life, and do you know what that looks like? That's a really powerful question. I think a lot of people could benefit from asking themselves that question, even if they don't know the answer. That's really good advice.
Thank you.
Was there a specific time in your life when you didn't have that advice, but you wished that you did?
Yeah, pretty much my whole life up until now.
It does sound like you have a pattern where you're put into a position and you do really well and then you move on to the next thing. But I noticed that you've shared two different stories. Your experience at the credit union was something that kind of turmoil, that kind of turnover and change didn't fulfill you, versus it sounds like here that's given you more fulfillment and work, but maybe also personally. Do you want maybe talk about that?
So I think the biggest difference is at the credit union, yeah, I was moved around and I saw that as a positive. I saw it as I was learning and growing, and they wanted me to take on new challenges. But it was never, you're doing great. We appreciate you. We like having you here. And it is kind of interesting that the word love is not used a lot in the workplace, but it's important to feel loved, to feel appreciated. And that's the difference that I feel here at HeroDevs, is I feel loved, I feel appreciated, I feel wanted, and I feel that my experiences, my challenges that I overcome are recognized. And I don't have to do that for myself. It's something that's provided to me by the people that I work with, by, you know, everybody that surrounds me that says, hey, you're doing great. And it's not that I expect that, but it is that I appreciate that. It's not, hey, you did so good over here, now go over here and do this. And then, you know, it's the negative versus the positive reinforcement that I get here that I didn't get there is the biggest difference.
That's a really good way to put it. I've never heard anyone explain it like that before. I'm glad that you feel appreciated here. We do appreciate you here. You do a lot for HeroDevs, and you do it. You just do it with a smile on your face, and we're really glad that you're here.
Yeah, it's easy. This environment makes it easy to put a smile on my face, to want to come to work, and it was just so interesting to wake up and not be full of dread about going to work, because I like being here. I enjoy being with the people that I work with, and I enjoy the work that I do. So it's a night and day.
That's wonderful. I'm really happy to hear that. Well, Jamie, thank you for sharing your experiences and for being vulnerable with us today. I hope that your stories help somebody else out there who hears them, who needs to hear them. We love you. We care about you.
Thank you.
Thank you again. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Wendy.
Bye-bye.